Welcome. Today, I will be interviewing Michael O'Shell. He is currently our research analyst. Previously, Michael worked as a program editor for the International Business and Economy Program here at the NATO Association of Canada. He is a graduate of Queen's University with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Studies, where he developed a passion for international political economy. Prior to his time here at the NATO Association of Canada, Michael was the co-managing editor of Politica's Journal, an undergraduate academic research journal located at Queen's University. He has also volunteered on conferences with the Center for International and Defense Policy. Thank you for joining us again, Michael O'Shell. It's always a pleasure to have you featured on the Global Horizons program.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. On Wednesday, March the 9th, the NATO Economy Forum on Mining and Infrastructure is scheduled to take place here in Toronto. Would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of the upcoming Economy Forum?
So yeah, the NATO Economy Forum will offer both businesses and participating countries from the region the opportunity to engage in valuable dialogue concerning the state of investment in the sectors of mining, resource extraction, and infrastructure investment in Central and Southeastern Europe. It should provide an opportunity to increase dialogue between stakeholders both in the region and those parties that are interested in perhaps investing in the region or learning more about the opportunities that many of these countries hold for potential investment.
The Economy Forum came to life as a response to NATO's interest in economic development and security. The NATO Council strives to not only help realize this goal by increasing economic trade among NATO allies and partner countries, but by actively engaging in dialogue. Would you be able to discuss the impact of the work done here at the NATO Association of Canada?
So the NATO Association of Canada is a nonpartisan NGO dedicated to informing Canadians about defense and security issues facing Canada today. So the organization really hopes to educate Canadians about the importance of what we in Canada often take for granted: peace, prosperity, and security. And so we like to put on at least 2 to 3 major conferences a year, and we host or co-host other events both here in Toronto and around the country as well that hopes to illuminate both Canadians and stakeholders in the areas of national defense and security to the situation and the relevant role that NATO plays in the lives of Canadians.
As a current research analyst, what would you say are some of your main areas of focus? You clearly have been actively involved here at the NATO Association of Canada. You've been engaged in working on many conferences, roundtables, events. I would say you're one of the key players here. So what would you say are some of the main areas that you want to focus on moving forward? And in addition, how do you see your contributions making an impact on the NATO Association of Canada?
I was the program editor of the International Business and Economy section, so I definitely have a keen interest in matters of international business, geopolitical grand strategy, and so forth. So I personally have a great deal of interest in covering these areas and kind of seeing how they can tie into more traditional topics and more traditional conversations about both domestic and international security, because as we know, economic security is a big part of stability, both, you know, in one's country or regionally throughout the fabric of many countries. I personally have a great deal of interest in studying European politics, politics of the European Union, security and infrastructure across Europe. And with the European sovereign debt crisis and the migrant crisis, is obviously a very challenging time for both the economies and peoples of Europe. And so as such, it's definitely providing a very interesting time to be studying many of these topics.
You previously did an interview providing advice to students about some of the requirements, roles, responsibilities of a program editor.
Yes.
For those who are perhaps interested in being a program editor of the Business and Economy program here at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you advise to the current program editor who's responsible for managing this program? In addition, for those who perhaps are considering the possibility of being a junior research fellow or a research analyst, what would you advise for those students to do moving forward?
If you are interested in being a junior research fellow or a contributor for the Native Association, I would just definitely say try to find whichever program editor happens to be in charge of whatever topic you seem the most interested in, and perhaps drop them an email or a phone from the main desk here and ask them for their advice of what they're looking for. Maybe explain to them what your general research interests are and where you kind of see yourself and what you'd like to write about. Obviously, having a good understanding of the complex issues of global politics and international business and economy would really help you in being successful at writing for the NATO Association. And then outside of that, I would say just apply. Make sure your writing is clear and concise, to the point, but still has meaningful and tangible things to say about topic that you wish to cover, because that's what we're really prioritizing here at the NATO Association, being able to deliver a clear but concise argument that's digestible for all Canadians to read.
And I have to say that you certainly set a high standard for any program editor who is considering becoming the program editor of the Business and Economy program here at the NATO Association of Canada.
Thank you, Magdalena.
Moving on, this conference that you're working on will offer ample opportunity for Canadian businesses to participate in some very valuable B2B and G2G meetings with foreign business and government representatives. The point of the forum is to increase the Canadian trade and investment with the participating countries. How can this conference serve to strengthen the relationship between businesses and the government?
So the forum itself offers both actual time and space for businesses and governments to engage in fruitful and purposeful dialogue about the issues that are either holding back investment or holding back better circumstances for growth and investment. So being able to communicate with one another, I guess, for both of these groups is an important part of improving the overall business climate in both here in Canada and across the globe. Identifying issues or barriers to further cooperation is definitely one of the issues that this conference, this forum, would like to illuminate to local and international firms and businesses who might be interested in investing in the region. Likewise, illuminating or informing Canadian businesses about the investment opportunities and business climate of the region itself is important for this forum. And so the forum really hopes to offer insights into an emerging region of the world that's awaiting the right transformative investments to unlock its potential.
Absolutely. Michael, the previous business forum included representatives and companies from Albania, Bulgaria, Bosnia, Croatia, Macedonia, and Hungary, just to name a few. How do you see this forum being similar or dissimilar from the previous economy forums that took place?
This year, the forum is definitely focusing with interest on mining sectors in the region and resource extraction. And so we've kind of coupled that with what we see as an equally important component to the sectors, and that's infrastructure or infrastructure investment, because in order to really have efficient and effective operations and projects in these regions, you need the proper infrastructure to be able to effectively deliver your product to or from the sites that they're harvested or processed at, what have you. So this year we're hoping to make it a much more holistic dialogue between those parties and those interested groups that might solely only be interested in mining sector and those who might be able to offer insights in terms of infrastructure development and infrastructure projects and investment in the region. This year, again, we've partnered with the Canada-Turkish Business Council with the hopes of engaging more local and international businesses from our participating countries and just other countries interested in investing in general to attract a broader group of businesses.
And I have to say that I previously became a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto. And as a result of becoming a member, I've been actively involved in networking with the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, along with his daughter, Sofia Śniegowska, who is one of the chairs of the Communications Advisory Committee. And I certainly am excited to work on this and to help you any way possible. But overall, I have to say that I've seen you work on this project. I know previously you've been busy working on various conferences, but I think this is a relevant discussion and a dialogue that people not only have to engage in, but they should take the opportunity to see the business opportunities between governments, between businesses that are outside of Canada. I recently contacted the Consul General of Poland in Saskatchewan, and the one in Vancouver as well. And they're certainly excited about learning more about this economy forum. And I think the purpose of this forum is not only to educate people about the resources that are available out there in terms of mining and infrastructure, but to build a strong relationship between Canada and other countries, along with the businesses that are affiliated with these countries.
Yeah, I agree.
For those who are interested in attending the conference, Michael, what are some of the next steps that should be taken?
So you can register on the NATO Association website, which is www.natoassociation.ca, or likewise you can call 416-979-1875 for more information or speak with someone who can help you register as well.
Michael, are there any final words that you would like to share with our listeners today?
The Economy Forum really promises to be an exciting opportunity for businesses to meet with one another and share best practices and share stories and speak with government representatives from this region. And it promises to really be an exciting forum to engage both local and international actors about the possibilities and opportunities of an emerging place in the world.
And for those who are interested in contacting you, previously your contact information has been made available on the NATO Association of Canada's site, but for those who would be interested in directly contacting you, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
You can reach me at the NATO Association phone line at 416-979-1875 or michael.oshell1@gmail.com.
Michael, before we complete this interview, I wanted to mention that you are the co-author of Matching Reality with Necessity, a Defense Policy to 2025. This is a white paper examining Canadian defense and security policy. Can you please discuss the impact and the significance of the defense policy that you worked on and that was recently presented to the government? Because this is huge. It really is.
Thank you. It was very good to have it finally published after quite a few months of editing and making sure it was sent to the appropriate people, to the appropriate departments. So now it's been published on the NATO Association website, viewable for public consumption, and it essentially addresses the current security and defense climate in Canada, Canada's current procurement strategy, and various threats and issues that we'll be facing Canadian defense and security, not only today, but going forward into the near future. Definitely want to thank my co-authors, who are all also research analysts or previous program editors here at the NATO Association, for contributing their time and very, very good research skills in being able to write such an informative document.
And I have to say that I did see you after the policy paper was presented during a conference that we had take place in Ottawa. You actively reached out to a lot of representatives of the government in order to provide them with an opportunity to learn more about the impact and the significance of this white paper. So I do want to thank you on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada for all of your contributions. And Michael, I want to thank you once again for this interview. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure again.